When one revenue source is not available to you, you look for another one. The U in that sentence is the library system in Josephine County. With no county operations support, it runs independently and with a bare-bones budget. Now, Josephine Community Libraries is working to put some meat on those bones in its services for children through a crowdfunding campaign called First Chapters in a partnership with something called Oregon's Kitchen Table. Kate Lasky is the executive director at Josephine Community Libraries Incorporated, JCLI. Kate, welcome back to The Exchange.
Good morning, Jeff. It's nice to be here.
Good to have you. Wendy Willis is with us as well. She is the director at Oregon's Kitchen Table. Wendy, thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Kate, let's start with you. Give us a short history of what happened to Josephine Libraries in recent years.
Well, in recent years, going back to 2007, in 2007, sadly, our libraries closed due to lack of funds in the county. And then about a year and a half later, through blood, sweat, and tears, a group of individuals got together and formed Josephine Community Libraries, a nonprofit, non-governmental organization, to reopen the libraries. And at that time, they got a matching grant from the county of $300,000, $70,000 of which was already designated for libraries. And then they raised another $300,000 in the community, and they reopened them. And then 6 years later, we are still open as a nonprofit organization. However, last November in 2014, we were on the ballot for a library district for stable funding for our library systems for all four branches. And again, sadly, that measure lost by 53% of the vote. And we are still here, keeping our libraries open and seeking donations and grants to make sure we can provide services.
Are there been lots of different pots of money you've hit up to be able to keep the libraries operating?
Yeah, and really the majority of it is from individual donations. So 70 to 75% of our revenue each year comes from individuals. And those are likely the individuals who also voted yes in the last election. There were 15,474 yes votes. And those are the folks that we're focusing on. So we definitely turn over a lot of rocks to look for revenue.
All right. We'll talk about targeting the yes votes in just a moment. I want to find out from Wendy Willis first. Tell us a bit about Oregon's Kitchen Table.
Well, so Oregon's Kitchen Table was founded about 4 years ago and by a group of volunteers and folks at Portland State University. And the thought was that Oregon needs a sort of permanent piece of civic infrastructure where citizens and others can let public officials know what their interests are and give feedback on policy decisions. And we housed it in the university, so it wasn't associated with any particular government entity. And a few years ago, we started looking at crowdfunding as a promising activity to give the public a chance to say yes to the things they don't want. There's all these kinds of venues in which people can say, no, I don't want that in my neighborhood. No, I don't want that in my community. But what can we offer to give citizens a place to say yes? And so through that, we founded a crowdfunding portal to work with communities in Oregon to provide an opportunity to use some of this new technology to both raise funds and awareness about projects.
So, Kate Lasky, how did you hook up with Oregon's Kitchen Table at the Josephine Community Libraries?
We applied for a grant from them, and we were awarded the opportunity to receive their consultation.
And so, Wendy, it sounds like what you've developed here is more like a YIMBY campaign, people who are saying yes to things in my backyard.
That's exactly how we think of it. And it's resources for sure, and that's really helpful. But the other thing it does is it's a way of exercising positive political will rather than negative political will. And so we think it's a sort of optimistic way to approach some of the issues that are facing our communities.
And so, Kate, the program is called First Chapters, catchy name, good one for a library program for sure. What's the general plan here?
Oh, it's pretty exciting. We are, our children's libraries specifically haven't been updated in, over 25, I'd even venture to say 30 years. The carpets are very old. The shelving system is from the late 60s. And it's just kind of needing needing some tender, loving care, both libraries in Grants Pass and Cave Junction. So the plan is to redesign the space. Now, because we're not regularly funded, we have extremely limited hours. Our Grants Pass branch is open 24 hours a week, and our Illinois Valley or Cave Junction branch is open 13 hours a week. So in those limited hours, we serve crowds of people. Most businesses would open for more hours and spread out their customer service, but we're not able to do that. So the solution we'd like to take is redesigning the space to handle larger numbers of people, which means we really want to put all of our bookshelves on wheels. We want some sturdy carpet that can handle the kind of foot traffic we're receiving. And ultimately, we want to update our nonfiction children's collection. Some of our titles are from, well, a lot of our titles are from the 70s.
All right, so you got some fairly musty old stuff there. Not to say bad things about the material on the books, but just the books themselves. The physical things have been around for a while. We're talking about Josephine Community Libraries and First Chapters with Kate Lasky at the Josephine Community Libraries and Wendy Willis at Oregon's Kitchen Table. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange. Comments, questions, thoughts are welcome at 800-838-3760 by phone around the region, by email jx@jeffnet.org. When you talk about the hours at the Grants Pass and Illinois Valley branches, 24 in Grants Pass, 13 in Cave Junction, is it the same staff, basically, that moves around from branch to branch?
No, actually, we have a branch manager in Cave Junction who works while the library's open, and we're primarily operated by volunteers. So in Grants Pass, we have an all-volunteer-operated children's library.
And so what are some of the amenities that, once you move out things like the shelving from the 1960s and some of the older nonfiction books you just mentioned, what are some of the other things that are more or less expected in a children's library these days that is probably not there in your current setup?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. The real driver of this is a lack of an area for birth to three-year-olds. So families with young children really don't have a place to be in our library, and libraries in the 21st century need or provide a space for the youngest members of our community. These birth to 3 years are really critical years for literacy acquisition. We don't necessarily think of it that way, but the reality is that we gather most of our early vocabulary and our basic knowledge of how to acquire information in those first 3 years. And we need to have a space for families and a collection of books that are designed specifically for those toddlers.
Any particular genres of books or particular specific ones or sets you're looking to acquire that might be the most effective for what you're trying to do there?
Definitely. Well, for birth to three, that's a more broad genre. In fact, like if you were looking at titles, things like surprises and animals are going to fall into that category, and colors. But for kids who are a little bit older, we really need to update our collection on sports figures. So you can imagine that shifts. And sports heroes for kids are important books to provide or important information to have, especially photographs and biographical information. So we're really looking to update those.
I can imagine after just 10 years that becomes irrelevant now.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are lots of young kids who are asking who this Michael Jordan guy is.
Or for us, it's even further back.
Really? Okay. Mickey Mantle, just retired from the Yankees, that kind of thing. Yeah, got it. Wendy Willis, give us an example of other things that Oregon's Kitchen Table does and if there's been a similar venture with a library system like this.
This is actually our first library system project, crowdfunding project. And we did last year, the first crowdfunding project we engaged in was in Portland. And it's a project called Gateway Green. It was an abandoned piece of property that used to have a jail on it in a very under-resourced part of Multnomah County, where 205 and 84 meet. And a group of community volunteers had a great vision to turn this park into both a gathering space and a bicycle park to draw positive activity to the area and to allow community members and kids in the region to have some green space. So we worked with this group of volunteers for nearly a year to launch a crowdfunding campaign to build Gateway Green. And they not only did we raise $125,000 through a crowdfunding campaign, but they also then were able to leverage those resources from larger grant makers to do to get the resources they need to really build the to build the park.
Tell us about the crowdfunding mechanism here, then. If people are interested in doing something for First Chapters of the Josephine Libraries, what do they do and where do they do it?
Well, the easiest thing for them to do is to go to oregonskitchentable.org. And if you click on the crowdfunding button, Josephine County is right at the top in crowdfunding, Josephine Community Libraries. And you can there's a secure link to contribute. And any amount is really welcome. The theory of crowdfunding is that huge resources are not as available in single chunks anymore, so that small amounts add up and that we can expand on each other's network. So certainly contributing there. The other thing that's really important is that we spread the word to our friends and family members that this is something that's important to us, that we want to support this. And those kinds of personal invitations make a very big difference in a project like this.
Wendy Willis is the director at Oregon's Kitchen Table. Kate Lasky, the executive director at Josephine Community Libraries. We're talking about the crowdfunding campaign known as First Chapters. Here is Lauren in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hi there. Because I don't live in this area anymore, I am wondering if you would talk about the large percentage that voted no about funding for the libraries.
All right. Thanks for that, Lauren. Appreciate that. And so when you said 53%, Kate, you meant 53% voted no and 47% voted yes?
That's correct.
Okay. And what were the general reasons that you heard from people about why they voted no?
I think it's an anti-tax sentiment that's prevalent in Southern Oregon.
As simple as that. And Josephine County has voted no on many, many, many tax measures over the years. Talk about the process then that you described earlier, though, about targeting the yes votes and finding them. I mean, what tools do you have for addressing the people who really are okay with being addressed?
Well, and that's the beauty of this civic crowdfund through Oregon's Kitchen Table. It's focusing on those individuals, helping them to create the vision that they have of a stable public library system or any other type of vision they're trying to create. So for us, we're learning through Oregon's Kitchen Table how to, I would say, reach out to those over 15,000 individuals who voted yes and engage them, either by inviting them to the library to participate in programs, finding out what it is that they want from their library through a consultation or survey that Oregon's Kitchen Table helped us put together and distribute, or asking them to donate any amount that's comfortable for them to ensure that we have public library services until such time as the public can fund it again.
And it really will have to happen, I think you've explained before.
Yeah, this is temporary. It's not a long-term solution, but it's kind of funny, ha-ha, and funny-odd, because we've been here for 6 years, and I wonder at what point do we call this sustainable?
Right. Okay. How much are you seeking through the crowdfunding campaign, and how are you doing so far?
Well, we're seeking $40,000, which is a portion of the total project. We're not sure how much the total project could cost. Definitely above $100,000. So $40,000 is going to really help pay for the bookshelves, the carpets, and the books themselves. And so far, we've met halfway mark. We're halfway there at $22,088.
Okay. So this is just one chunk. There are several other chunks coming in from other sources?
Yeah, definitely. Four-Way Community Foundation has provided a grant. The Cheney Foundation and the Avista Foundation.
So all people need to do is go to Oregon's Kitchen Table, and they're on the web, and they're all set to go there?
They are, and today, and up to the point where we get to $25,145, we're trying to meet a match from the city of Cave Junction. The city of Cave Junction, the municipality, put up $10,000 towards this project. So they had asked the community to match it, and we're about $4,000 off from that.
Okay, not far off now for this crowdfunding campaign called First Chapters for Children's Libraries in Grants Pass and Cave Junction. Kate Lasky is the Executive Director of Josephine Community Libraries. Wendy Willis is the Director at Oregon's Kitchen Table. We have a link to the crowdfunding campaign from our webpage at jeffexchange.org. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.